Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth in Pennsylvania Politics. I'm your host, Don Nevels. Not only will I provide transparency in this program, but I'll also expose the elected officials who are not working for you, the great people of Pennsylvania. Having been through the election for the state representative in November of 22 and the special election in February of 23, I have witnessed, heard, and have been told many things I feel belong to the public. But before we get into that all, I'd just like to say that soon I'll be back to work. Actually, it'll be tomorrow. I'm going back to work. For the past 4 years, I've given my all to run for office in this district with the sole purpose of making things better for everyone, not a party or an agenda, but for we the people. During those years, there's been countless sacrifices by many people. However, the biggest sacrifice was made by my wife, Paula, and nobody supported me more. Not only did she allow me the opportunity to follow my dream of serving the people again, she put up with my absence, political talk, late nights answering people on social media and emails till 1 o'clock in the morning, long days, interrupting phone calls, missed dinners, and probably most important of all, a steady income. We put everything on hold to pursue this, including our business, but we knew what we were in for when we started. Although she never complained, there's days I know she wished it was over, one way or the other. Well, that day has come, and now it's time to refocus on our business and our lives. Paula, it's our time now. I also want to thank the following people for their help and dedication to not only this campaign, but fighting for the people. And I want to emphasize that. Fighting for the people, not an agenda, at a great expense to themselves and their family. If I leave any names out when I mention these follow names, I want you to know that I'm very sorry. So many people have come into my life and helped me and got things going on this campaign that there's probably too many to name. But the first person that I want to thank, besides my wife, is my campaign manager, Chris Sipien. And I got to tell you, Christine is a very hard worker. She is a patriot, and she loves this country. And she will do anything to help anybody. And she has really shown what she's about during this campaign, and I just can't even thank her enough. We're talking about a woman that put together fundraisers, made phone calls, scheduled me for meetings with various community leaders, traveled so much, printed lists, knocked on doors. I mean, she just did everything, and she did this on top of breaking both of her ankles while she was door knocking for another candidate and for herself for a position. So she broke both ankles and had to heal from that. But she did not miss a beat. Maybe some door knocking, but that's okay. That's forgivable. But she didn't miss a beat. And without Chris, none of this would have been able to happen. So I thank her so much from the bottom of my heart. Now, after she healed up from her ankles, the next thing she did was go on vacation with her and her husband. And the last day of her vacation, I got a phone call, and it said, "Hey, Dawn, I broke my wrist." I couldn't believe it. So poor Chris went through two broken ankles and a broken wrist, and she worked her butt off, and I greatly, greatly appreciate that. She's become a close friend. Also, my co-campaign manager, Cammy, she stepped in when Chris was healing. She did a great job of pushing us all to keep going, and she doesn't take no for an answer. She's a very valuable member of the team. She also became a great friend of mine, and again, I couldn't have done this without her. Another guy I want to mention is Noah Formica. He's the best guy any team could ask for. He was our door-knocking master. I mean, Noah is a quarter of our age, so he has all the energy of a young 20-some-year-old walking and doing doors with 50- and 60-year-olds. So at the end of the day, when we knocked 250 doors, Noah was right there to let us know just 100 more to go, and we could call it a day. So I appreciate everything Noah did. Thank you so much. Some of the other people I want to thank, Todd McCollum, Bruce, Debbie, also my great friends John and Candy for holding down the fort of our business while we were out there hitting the campaign trail. I could not have done this without you. Thank you so much. Again, Bruce, Debbie, Paul, Eric Nelson, Don Guerra, John and Sam from the RCAC. I want to say that John stepped up. He helped us a lot with things. He did everything that he could do. He was there for us during the general, and he was there for us during the special. So I wanted to thank him specifically as well. The Steel Valley Republican Committee, West Mifflin Republican Committee, White Oak Republican Committee, Mike Deal, Jason Kielmeyer, Tom Bartsfeld, Chris Fromm, Len Young, Ron Massung, Bob at Peppers and that. Gun Owners of America, Firearm Owners Against Crime, Life Pack, and the FOP for their endorsements, and everyone that supported me, donated, and helped spread the word and knocked over the 6,000 doors that we were able to get to. I just want to thank you all for everything that you've done, and I greatly appreciate it. So now let's get into a little bit about the election, what I saw, what I heard, and some things that I want to talk about. I thought that during the general, I would get a whole bunch of support, knowing that, you know, the House was at stake. I know they weren't looking at the whole picture right at the beginning in the general, but, you know, this is some of the problems that there is with the party. And when I say the party, I'm not talking about the people in the party. I'm talking about the leadership and these elected officials and these programs they have, and these other groups, these committees that they have, and what they're supposed to do and what they don't do. So I thought I'd hear from them during the general and get a little support, but I can honestly say the only support I got during the general, other than my team, was from the RCAC, and they helped me. They helped me with what they could, and I appreciate that very much. But with the inaction of the Republican Party, when control of the PA House was at stake, especially in this special election, it became very clear the people truly don't matter to these corrupt politicians. It's not about us and never has been. On top of that, with the people in this district voting by letter for the captors who've oppressed them for the past 100 years, I see no future unless it changes, and changes fast. People in this district complain all the time about crime, air quality, jobs, and services, yet vote the exact same way, expecting a change, and it's laughable. And I often say, it appears to me like the biggest case of Stockholm syndrome I've ever seen. They have entire congressional districts and counties completely just voting by letter with no thought process involved. And it's really scary. When a person can win an election that's barely campaigned and was placed by local politicians to be their patsy, the people will never win. And doesn't that sound like Biden? You know, he pretty much hid in his basement, still got elected. That's exactly what my opponent did. He came out of nowhere in the ninth inning, and they threw his name out there, and the people went just like sheep, voted by letter, and away it went. Now, I'm not upset that I lost, because I knew that this was a tough area. As a matter of fact, I'm proud of what we did and the percentage we brought in, considering we had very little to zero help. Now, the Democratic machine pumps money into every candidate because for them it's about control. My opponent was given massive mail-outs, commercials, ads against me, postcards, sent out daily for a week before the election, and tons of money to advertise with. So we were facing an uphill battle, which I knew. But I thought for sure, with the House at stake, especially in the special election, that we would get some help from the party. And I'm talking about the PAGOP and the HRCC, the House Republican Campaign Committee. So as I was saying, the Democratic machine pumps all these resources into their candidate, but it doesn't work that way with the Republican Party. And I'm sad to say that you're judged by how you look, how much money you can raise, if you have any influence that could maybe advance their career, your occupation, and every single outlook you have. And what I mean by that is, let's say you have a platform of 10 items. Republicans, if they agree with 9 of those items, some of these elected officials, if they disagree with one of them, they instantly call you a rhino, and that's it. They don't want to support you. They'd rather see a Democrat win, and we have to stop that. It's just utterly ridiculous. The Democratic Party embraces – if you go to them and say, I'm a Democrat and I want to run for office, they embrace you and back you all the way. It simply doesn't work that way with us. And as I said, I'm not talking about the people that are – I'm talking about the elected committees and all those already in Harrisburg and in place. So I met a lot of great people, but I also had a lot of issues. Some people didn't like part of my platform. They'd call me a rhino, just like catty high school things that were absolutely ridiculous. So now I want to get into what I think can turn into a scandal. And I know you guys I've been on Facebook saying I'm putting these 15-minute segments together. This one, it might run to about 30 minutes, but I just had a lot to say, and I wanted to thank everybody for their support that they gave me, and I greatly appreciate it. I've learned so much, and I've seen a lot. So now I'm going to get into something I think that can turn into a scandal. As a prior candidate, I feel it's my duty to let you know about the deception used to get your money. People need to know the truth in Pennsylvania politics, and I'm here to expose it. Now, although I'm going to take you through my run from the beginning, I want to start with what I believe is an egregious act that I believe, as I said, as a prior candidate, I must inform the public of this deception that took place recently, right before the special election. The HRCC is the House Republican Campaign Committee, and I'm going to read their statement off of their website. The Pennsylvania House Republican Campaign Committee is the campaign committee for the PA House Republicans. We are committed to electing qualified candidates across the state who are dedicated to addressing the priorities of every Pennsylvanian: quality education, fiscal discipline, and the opportunity for secure, good-paying jobs. Now, that sounds like a great statement, but the only thing it's missing is the emoji face with the crying eyes and he's laughing. That's what's missing at the end of that statement. I'm going to take you through something that happened that not only deceived the voters, but deceived the candidates as well. The three candidates for the special election, of which I was one. I'm only going to talk about me because I can give you firsthand knowledge. So in January, I was trying to get help both from RCAC, PAGOP, and the HRCC. RCAC was helping me out with what they could. There was absolutely zero help from PAGOP. They didn't show up. They did nothing. They were like vacant. After the general election, they disappeared. They might as well not even existed. So I was hitting up Sam at the HRCC and John down, or I'm sorry, RCAC, and hitting up Sam and John, and I got the information about the HRCC, House Republican Campaign Committee. So I got an email about, hey, the HRCC is going to put a fundraiser on for the three special election candidates. And I'm thinking, wow, this is great. When is the fundraiser going to be? it's going to be January 27th. And I'm thinking, wow, I mean, that's a week before the election or 10 days before the election. What possibly can we do 10 days before the election with this big fundraiser? But I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth, and I'm thinking, hey, you know what? If they're going to support us and they're going to help us try to win these districts, at least one of them, let's see what we can do. So I said, that's great. They're going to hold a fundraiser for us. So we received the flyer, and on the flyer it says, you know, this big fundraiser, all these state representatives are going to be there. If you want to be the executive host, it's $2,500. A host is $1,000. Anybody that wants to come is $100. And I'm thinking, wow, they're really putting their all into this to help us out and win these elections because they see how important it is not to lose control of the House. I mean, they have to, right? You would think. Well, let's continue on. So as I read the flyer and I see our three names plastered across it, I see the special fundraiser in honor of the special election candidates. And I'm just like, wow, this is great. But as I sat there and looked at it, I said, in honor of. It doesn't say it's for us. It says it's in honor of us. So I messaged the HRCC. I sent them a text message because I did finally at some point, a couple of people from the HRCC had called me and they assured me, oh, Don, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And we're going to take care of you guys. You don't have to worry. You know, we need to win these elections. So anyway, I sent a message off and I said, you know, I'm concerned about the wording on this. It says it's in honor of us. Is this fundraiser for us or is it for the HRCC? I didn't hear anything right away, but then I got a message, I believe, maybe the next day, and it said, Don, no, this fundraiser is for the HRCC and their efforts that they put forward in the special election. So dumbfounded, I took a breath and laughed, and I'm thinking to myself, what did they do? They haven't done anything for any of us, all three of us. The only thing I got was a phone call. And matter of fact, when I got the phone call, I said, hey, and this was from the HRCC chairman, I said, I have 3,000 envelopes that are stuffed ready to go that I need postage for. Can the HRCC provide the postage for that? His response was, well, that's a question I guess we need to start talking about, isn't it? I never got an answer from them, and I'll touch on that in just a little bit. We have about 12 minutes left here, so I'm trying to get through this for you all. So, again, they told me it was for the HRCC and not for us, but they're using our names to draw in all this money. So then I was told, because I started getting a little upset and questioning it, I was told, well, it has to go into one fund, and then they can disperse it from that fund. And knowing campaign laws and how they all work, I thought, okay, I can understand that. However, they still said it's for them. Now, the word on the street is, and I can't confirm this, but the word that I've heard back is they've raised roughly $1 million using the special election as their tool to raise this money. So now I want to tell you about what they provided for us. So first of all, it took me a few days, but I finally got a contact from Ivan at the HRCC. He set me up with their app. It's a door-knocking app where you can go around and knock doors. They said that the list was guaranteed Republicans. We got thrown off of more porches than you can imagine. The app is pretty much, in my opinion, it doesn't work very well unless you're just knocking every door. And then you just become a data collector for them. Now, they won't help you unless you collect that data, even though their system is as poor as it is. So needless to say, after the first day of using their addresses and getting kicked off porches, Todd McCollum stepped in and helped us out with some lists, and we went door knocking from those lists. So needless to say, we got absolutely zero help from the HRCC. That includes the other two candidates, but I'll let them speak for themselves. But they got zero help. Now, that includes, on my part, I got no door knocking, I got no money, I got no messages. they told me they had a phone call program that they were going to make for me the day before the election, and it was an automated recording that I had made for them because they gave me a number to call. I asked them for the statistics and the data on those phone calls. I've never received it to this day. And not one person that I know in my whole district received a phone call from the HRCC. So I'm here to tell you that this committee is not doing what they're supposed to do, okay? Now, my team and I pulled 33% of the vote in the general election. You mean to tell me that if we didn't have help from the HRCC, maybe a couple commercials on TV, maybe a phone bank that they made, maybe some mailers and postcard flyouts, that they couldn't have scraped up another 18% of the vote, and we could have flipped this district easily and still maintained control of the House? No, they didn't care. They did not reach out to us. The only person that got a little bit of help was Clay in PA 32. They went door knocking for him on, I think, Thursday and Friday before the election. That's it, door knocking. And I got to tell you something, that's a whole nother subject, but I'm going to talk about door knocking eventually. Although it is a tool in the bag, it is antiquated. The Democrats rarely use it. But anyway, getting back to the point, we only have a few minutes left here. I just wanted to point out that they used our name, they used the special election, they raised money off these events, and they absolutely did not help us in any way. So the candidates were out there, we were all out there breaking our tails trying to win this, and we got absolutely no help from the Republican Party, the Republican leadership, other than the RCAC helped me. And that's the first thing I wanted to talk about, because I felt as a candidate, I owe it to the people that donated to the special elections thinking they were helping us three candidates when they were not helping us at all. The only thing they were doing was loading the coffers of the HRCC so that they can be ready for the 23 elections and help who they decide they want to help, not who's running. It's who they decide they want to help. So, thank you very much for tuning in. I appreciate you listening to me. Thanks for getting through my thank yous at the beginning of this. If you have any questions, feel free to hit me up on Facebook. I'll be glad to answer them for you. Maybe in future episodes, I'll be able to take phone calls. I can take them right now, but I didn't advertise this live episode because I wanted to get through it and then share it with you afterwards. So thanks for tuning in. I appreciate everybody's support through my long journey of running for office, and I will continue to do what I can to help the political scene in Pennsylvania. Thank you very much, and have a great night.